Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys are all here, and glad we got some rain yesterday, or moisture, I guess you could say. It was a little mix of a lot of different things, but glad we got it. We need more, so keep praying for it. But we're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look to your bulletin, there's still the sign-up sheet out there for new members class. If you didn't make it last week for the new members class, doesn't matter. You can still come today, and we'll get over all the materials so you guys can do that. If you're interested in becoming a member, or you just want to know more about the church and what we do here, that'll be beneficial to you. So if you make it, that'd be great. That'd start about 11 o'clock here in the library, so during the Sunday school hour. See in your bulletin there, graduation Sunday is May 3rd. That's next Sunday. So there's a whole list of high school graduates we got there. And then also April will put together a list of our college graduates so we can honor them as well during the service. And we'll have a carry-in dinner with all of those different things going on. So make note of that for next week. If you do have other college graduates that you would like to be in the bulletin, please get those to April by April 29th. The ladies' event, the Sweetness of Celebration, is May 8th. There is, Terry's got some handouts there. If you didn't get one, it's a bulletin insert. Yep, they'll be out where the bulletins are in the two round tables, one in the fellowship hall, one in the foyer as well, for you to grab for information, and then we'll also have those available to you next week as well. So that's on May 8th. Short-term missions funding, make sure you get that to the missions board no later than next Sunday if you're looking at doing a short-term missions trip. Victory Center Bible Camp, we're still doing this sponsorships and all that stuff for Victory Center. There's only a few people or a few places open in the upper grades, but the younger grades, there's a few more open for that. So if you're connected to the church, you want to go to Victory Center, get on there, see what you can do, and do that. So also, our VBS for this year, our registrations will open this week for kids. But we still need a lot of help. We still need to order t-shirts, so we need to get that done. Otherwise, I'll have Terry pass around the attendance sheet as the sign-up sheet for VBS, and then you guys will all be here, right? That'd be fun. Yeah. No, I won't do that. But if you can help, and if you're available that week, or you're available for cleanup on Friday afternoon, that would be super beneficial because we've got people that just leave us all the time. They know who I'm talking about, but... No, they're good people. So if there's nothing else, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Micah 7:18. It says, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgressions for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love."
Before we sing our song, I think we have to acknowledge her. That prelude was, wow.
And you gotta move that little box so I can see you. Okay. And now we gotta get something so I can hear you. No, that's coming soon.
Thank you, Janelle. All right, let's stand together and sing 352, A Child of the King.
Wandered on earth as the poorest.
Take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him here this morning.
Good morning again. The opportunity we have to take some praises and requests before the Lord this morning. There's a few updates that I would like to share with you. If you'd like to look on your prayer and praise insert, there's a few things I want to highlight in there, and then a few additions. First off, as Abe mentioned, we certainly are grateful for the rain that we received, and we hope maybe there's a little more in the future. On the right-hand side there on the list, of course, we've been praying for Bob Ohm, and he will be having oral surgery on May 5th. So pray that that will proceed as scheduled and be successful, no complications. And then after that, they can move on to dealing with the heart issues and then hopefully then eventually the thyroid issues. And don't forget also that we will be taking a love offering for Bob today after the message. A little bit down from that, you see Rich Reeker there. We've been praying for Rich. He is dealing with cancer. He also fell last week and broke his pelvis, and so he is to be non-weight bearing for 6 to 8 weeks, so be praying for Rich and his recovery. And then near the bottom on that side is Larry Van Zee, and Larry is here this morning, so we're glad to see that Larry is here, and the adjustments you've made to your sleeping habits and attire seems to be helping with your legs, right? So we're glad that Larry is here today. Couple other requests. Valerie mentioned a CNA that works over at Good Samaritan named Erin. She is in the hospital up in Aberdeen with double pneumonia. So be praying for Erin and her recovery. And then I have a niece named Sophia, who is 19 months old, and she has been diagnosed with what's called a Chiara malformation, which means that her brain is growing down into her spinal column. And it's about 18 millimeters down into her spinal column, and she will be having surgery on May 6th. The surgery is pretty extensive, and the recovery, they say, is quite painful. So pray for Sophia and her parents. That's got to be a little bit challenging for a 19-month-old, I think, to be dealing with that. So be praying for them, please. And we also need to certainly be praying for our country, as we see again last night's situation in Washington, D.C., and we're aware of the unrest and the turmoil that we have here. So a lot of things that we have to be praying about, also lots of things to be grateful for. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the country that we live in, and we thank you for the freedom that we have to come together to worship you freely. We thank you for this building that you have provided for us, and we are mindful of the fact that it is just a building, that we, the people who are gathered here, are the church, and that we are part of the church, that we know that there are millions of people gathered around the world this morning, today, to worship you. And we thank you that we have the privilege of being called the sons and daughters of God. We thank you for the gift of your son Jesus and for his death on the cross and the shedding of his blood to be the perfect and final atonement for our sins. And thank you for the hope that we have for our future and for our present, because you are God and you are in control and you are good. And even things that happen that we don't like and that we don't understand and that are indeed, from a human standpoint for sure, tragic and unfortunate, that you are still able to work in and through them to accomplish your purposes. We thank you for the rain that you blessed us with here over the past few days. We know that we need more, and we just pray that you would provide that according to your time schedule. We thank you that Larry is here this morning and that his legs are improving, and he's not in the same discomfort and difficulty as he had been. Pray that you'd continue to be with him. We do pray that you would be with Bob as he has the oral surgery coming up next week. We pray that everything would go smoothly with that, and pray that it would be successful, and pray there won't be any complications with his recovery so they can then move on to addressing what needs to be done with his heart. We pray for Rich Reeker and for his wife Millie. We pray for patience for Rich, as he's very limited in the next several weeks on what he can do. We pray that his body would heal and be with Millie as she cares for him, and give her the physical strength that she needs as well. We just pray that you would just encourage him during this time. We pray for Erin and with the double pneumonia that she's dealing with. We pray that you give her the rest that she needs, and pray that her body would heal also, and pray that she'll be able to be out of the hospital soon. We pray that you'd be with Sophia and for this surgery that she has coming up next week also. We ask for guidance for the surgeons as they perform that operation, and pray that you would help her to not have as severe a recovery as they're predicting may be the case. You'd help her to, she's not going to be able to really understand, but we just ask that you would just be with her and be with her parents as well during the time as they care for her, and just pray that the surgery will be successful. We pray for our country. We are thankful again for the country that we live in, and we're thankful for the freedoms that we have here, but we also know that that there is a lot of unrest and tension in our country. There are a lot of people who are unhappy on both sides of the political spectrum, and there are some people who choose to pursue solutions to their frustration and their anger in ways that are dangerous and that are even lethal. So we just pray that you would continue to work in the hearts of everyone in our country. We thank you for protecting President Trump and others who were in attendance at last night's event. We thank you that the Secret Service was able to intervene quickly, and we just pray that you would again bring about some calmer heads and some more amicable relations within the political discussions that are happening here. We also know there are a lot of conflicts in other places around the world, and we're cognizant of what's going on in Iran and what's going on in Israel, Ukraine, Africa. There's still many areas where there's tremendous persecution of Christians, and there's political unrest in some African countries. And we know that you're aware of all those details and that you are sovereign over all of them. And ultimately, you are the only one who can orchestrate peaceful resolutions. And we just ask that that would, we ask that that would happen. We pray that you would bring about peace in those areas. We pray for the men and women who serve in the military in our country. We thank you for their willingness to do that. And we pray especially for those who are currently deployed in areas where they're on standby to perhaps have to be engaged in the front lines. And we pray that you would be with them, be with their leaders, pray for their family members while they're separated, and pray that it would not be necessary for a full escalation of military involvement by our troops. We just trust that you will work and intervene according to your plan and your time, and pray that we would be patient and waiting for you to do that. We thank you for our church and for the opportunities that we have to serve you here. We're mindful of the reminder that Abe gave us this morning of Vacation Bible School coming up in just a month, and we pray that you would be with all the details and preparing for that. We ask that there would be plenty of helpers who would volunteer to serve in the different capacities that are necessary to make that work. We pray that you continue to be with our Sunday school hour. We thank you for each of the teachers who give of their time to teach Sunday school. Pray for Abe and Diana and the other youth leaders who are involved with the youth group on Sunday evenings. We pray that you'd continue to use that ministry as well to encourage and equip teens. And we thank you for the missionaries that we're able to support. We thank this month specifically of the Maines. We thank you for their faithful service in Grenada at the school there. We pray for your continued provision for their needs, and just pray you'd bless the school year as they come to an end of their school year there. Thank you for your provision for our material needs, and thank you for the resources you've entrusted to us. We ask you to bless the offering that we're about to receive and pray that it would be used wisely by our church in furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Morning service. It's wonderful to have the rain. It's wonderful to see green, and it's wonderful to come to God's house and love Him and serve Him in any way we can. Let's stand. Let's sing for his glory. Let's sing for his kingdom.
I am not still to wonder.
others. Let us sing this last song together.
Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you thought of us. And thank you that your Son, Jesus, was willing to take the fall, to die on the cross in our place. We thank you that we know that he rose again, and that because of what he did and your love for us, that we have a hope of eternity in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.